Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
nothing I love more in the world than fresh baked bread. It smells heavenly, and the outside is nice and crusty. And when you break it open, the inside is soft and scrumptious. You just know it's going to be delicious. Now, just about everyone in the world loves bread. It's the basic food of life, and there are about a million different kinds. There's wheat, rye, pumpernickel. What's your favorite kind of bread?
My favorite kind of bread is raisin bread because it has raisins in it.
My favorite bread is white bread, and I like it because it goes with everything.
This is cornbread, and I love it.
This is the thyme bread, and I like it because it's crunchy.
My favorite kind of bread is challah bread, and it's kind of sweet.
I really like rye bread the best.
I like lavash because it feels like cloth and it tastes good.
This is a breadstick, and I like it very much. And it tastes very crispy.
I think the best kind of bread is wheat bread,
pumpernickel, blueberry bread,
English muffins.
Flatbread. It's from Africa. I like any kind of bread.
The only thing as satisfying as eating bread is making it yourself with just a few simple ingredients. Flour, water, a little salt, some yeast, and you can create something that's fun to make, tastes great, and is healthy for you too. This is my favorite part of making bread, kneading the dough. You push it, punch it, poke it, you mush it, mash it, maul it. You really work the dough with your hands. Now, the baker's hands aren't the only hands that go into making a loaf of bread. Many other people lend a hand, too. This book celebrates the whole community that works so hard to make bread. It's called Bread is for Eating.
Bread is for Eating by David and Phyllis Gershader. Illustrated by Emma Shaw Smith. Read by Cecilia Arana
and Michael Uribe.
Bread is for eating, Mamita says when I leave bread on my plate.
Bread is for eating.
And she sings this song to me.
El pan es para comer. El pan es para la vida. No tires el pan. Ay, ay, vida mía.
Think of the seed asleep in the ground. Think of the earth, a dark, cozy bed. Think of the sun, shining down on the earth. Think of the rain, waking the seed from its slumber.
I'm thinking, Mamita. I'm thinking about the little sprouts coming up from the ground. And Mamita says,
this song is for the sprouting seed. El pan es para comer. El pan es para la vida. No tires el pan. Ay, ay, vida mía. Think of the farmer who tills the soil, hoping the rains will come on time. Think of the harvester who cuts the wheat and catches the grain.
Is it time for a song? A song for the grains of wheat?
Sí. El pan es para comer. El pan es para la vida. No tires el pan. Ay, ay, vida mía. Think of the worker who loads the grain and takes it to town. Think of the miller who grinds grain into flour so soft and fine. Think of the storekeeper who sells us the flour.
Yes, I'm thinking, Mamita. I'm thinking about the money we need to buy flour. And Mamita says,
this song is also for the families working all day to put bread on the table. El pan es para comer. El pan es para la vida. No tires el pan. Ay, ay, vida mía. Think of the cook kneading flour with water and yeast. Think of the baker baking bread before dawn. Think of the people around the world dreaming of bread.
I'm hungry for bread, Mamita.
Then toast it and butter it or spread it with jam. Eat it cold, eat it hot, eat a little, eat a lot. Bread is good. El pan es bueno. We thank the seed, earth, sun, and rain for the grain, the beautiful grain, and sing for the bread that gives us life again. And again, and again. Will you sing the song with me?
Yes, Mamita.
El pan es para comer. El pan es para la vida. No tires el pan. Ay, ay, vida mía. So good to eat. Bread is the staff of life. Don't throw the bread away. I love of my life.
Don't throw the bread away. I love of my life. You know, bread really is the staff of life. It's the most basic food we eat. Every culture in every corner of the world has its own particular kind of bread and a special tradition of how to make it.
My name is Debbie Sikyakuku. I am Hopi tribe from northern part of Arizona, about 80 miles east of the Grand Canyon. We have a very special and unique kind of bread that we make. It's called biki. This bread is made from blue cornmeal, and the Hopi people are the only people to make biki bread. You have your cornmeal in the bowl. Take the boiling water into the cornmeal and begin mixing with the stick, gradually bringing more cornmeal into the mix until you can form a ball. Once it reaches that texture, then you can pour warm water into the ash mix and then strain it by using the strainer, which we call wusi. The whole process of making biki is a very special time. It's a time when you can sit and meditate and think. You're continuously kneading the dough, adding water to it every time until it gets thinner and thinner and thinner until it reaches about the consistency of pancake batter. You can start feel it sliding through your fingers. When you do this, the dough will come out on this side. And when it gets really thin, when you lift it up, the dough will come streaming out. Biki is a very important part of Hopi life. It's used in all different kinds of ceremonies, such as celebration of a child being born or the celebration of a marriage. During the time that the mixture is being made, the fire will have been started underneath the stone. The Piki stone is a very special stone. It is set on top of a little wall that's built with an opening on the side so the fire can go underneath and heat the stone. We use oils to put on the stone to moisturize it so the Piki won't stick. The stones are usually passed down from generation to generation, and this particular stone that I'm using belongs to my mother. Making biki is a very good time for people to gather together, and we normally have people like our sisters, our mothers, our grandmothers who are there with us, helping us in the process. Today I have my sister, Susan, who is going to be helping me. In making the biki, we put a layer of the dough on the stone and let that cook. The stone is very hot, so you're smoothing the dough on, and when you put your hand back in the bowl, you're scooping up cool batter, which helps in keeping your hand cool. And over time, your hand will be trained, so it won't be burnt. When it starts to curl up at the top, that's usually when we can tell it's cooked and it's ready to be peeled off the stone. This very first sheet that we take off will be given to the fire. In Hopi culture, we are taught that everything is connected. Everything has a purpose and everything has a meaning. So in feeding the fire with the first sheet of biki that you make shows your gratitude to the different elements that help sustain life. The very first time I sat behind a biki stone was probably when I was 5 years old. I used to watch my grandmother make biki. the steam that rises from the sheet that is cooking will help make it flexible once again. And then you fold the whole sheet from the left and then from the right. And then we'll roll it upwards until it makes a roll. When you're able to make Beaky Bread, it's a great accomplishment. And what's even better is when you give it to someone and you see that they enjoy it.
Well, good.
I love Beaky Bread.
Bread baked on a hot stone will definitely taste different than bread baked in an oven. And, of course, the taste of bread will also depend on your ingredients. People usually bake bread with ingredients they find near home, foods that grow where they live. That's how most traditional breads got their start. Vegetables like red peppers, onions, and parsley have been used to spice up the taste of bread for centuries. Avtar Wala owns Dawa, a restaurant that makes all kinds of Indian bread.
Breads are very, very important part of Indian meal. Without the bread, meal is not complete. We make a lot of different breads, but they all start with the same dough. When the dough is ready, we cook it in the tandoori oven, which is made out of a very special clay. We try to slap that bread against the wall, where the temperature is very high and the bread can be baked very quickly. The magic is with one dough, same dough, you can make not only five or four different kinds of breads, you can make 20 different kinds of breads. For example, you can make plain bread, which is called naan. We make another very special bread with fruits and nuts called Nane Daawat. The filling could be different, but the base dough is the same. The breads taste different because different ingredients give a different taste. We have another way of preparing a bread that's called puri bread. This is a fried bread. We first make the oil very, very hot. Then we keep on pouring some hot oil onto it so that it gets air into it and it becomes like a balloon. This bread is a very, very famous bread in India and it's a fantastic bread. The typical Indian way is you have to use your hands rather than knives and forks. Indian breads are fantastic breads. And meal is not complete till the breads are there.
That looks good, baked to perfection. Now all I have to do is wait till it cools to eat my bread. Oh, this is the part I don't like, waiting. Ah, but just because I can't eat bread yet doesn't mean I can't read about it. So here are three books that should get a rise out of you, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Bread, bread, bread. That's the name of the book I just read. Can you guess what it's about? Bread, of course. Every page has a picture of bread or someone eating it. The neatest part of this book is the index in the back. It shows you where each bread comes from. For example, this bread comes from Israel. How about this one? Can you guess where the bread's from? India. In France, this bread is called a baguette. Every country has its own bread. This bread's from Sicily. Tortillas are Mexican bread. This book's made me hungry. I'm Leah, and I really enjoyed reading this book. If you want to learn more, read Bread, Bread, Bread.
My name is David, and I love tortillas. This book shows how they're made. It's called The Tortilla Factory. The story starts on a farm where workers plant seeds. The seeds grow into corn. The corn is turned into flour. Then they make tortillas from the flour. The workers eat the tortillas, plant more corn, and everything starts all over. I never knew tortillas were made this way. This book might make you hungry, and you can read in English and in Spanish. Enjoy it!
Hi, my name is Philip Gomez, and I really like to bake. So when I read Walter the Baker, I felt really excited. Walter was the best baker in town. He made breads, rolls, cookies, and tarts. Walter always used milk for his baking. One morning, the cat spilled the milk. Walter used water and hoped no one would notice. The Duke noticed, the Duchess noticed, and they got angry. Walter begged for one more chance. You'll be really surprised at what Walter makes. I love to bake. Baking is my life. My dad's a chef, and we love to bake. I think he'll like this book, and so will you.
Many different people from many different lands, making bread together from New York to Pakistan. All around the world, from France to Mexico, we're breaking bread together everywhere we go. Making bread. Baking bread, making bread, breaking bread. Cook it in an oven, fry it in a pan. On a rock, make it any way you can. All around the world, from mountains high to deserts low, we're breaking bread together everywhere we go. Making bread, baking bread, making bread, breaking bread. Many different people making bread.
matter how you slice it, bread has a special place in our lives. We bake it, we eat it, we share it. Even though it seems like an ordinary food, it's extraordinary how much it means to us. Bread and all the traditions that surround it contribute a great deal to who we are. So, grab a slice and enjoy. I'll see you next time. Fantastic. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Bread is for Eating by David and Phyllis Gershader, illustrated by Emma Shaw Smith, published by Henry Holt and Company. Bread, Bread, Bread by Anne Morris, photographs by Ken Heyman, published by Lothrop Lee and Shepherd Books, a division of William Morrow and Company. The Tortilla Factory by Gary Paulson, paintings by Ruth Wright Paulson, published by Harcourt Brace and Company. Walter the Baker by Eric Carle, published by Simon and Schuster Books for Young Readers.